Today I'm headed over to the job fair at Valley View High School to find some new interns. I want to get some fresh blood.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Personize this place.
That's Steve Carell. That's from The Office.
Yes, it is.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thanks,
Here's
Kevin.
Your phone number. Hey, no, that would be, you know, I could do that. That's Steve Carell. He's from The Office. All right, maybe I have to work on it a little bit.
Are you
bit.
Pretty sure you can bang him?
I am so going to bang her. Let's go to Ben in Fairfax. Ben, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? I just wanted to call in and tell you that Club Bilderberg is coming to town.
Club Bilderberg?
Yeah, have you ever heard of it?
You make that sound like everybody should know it. I don't know it.
Yeah, the Bilderberg Group is the group that is the 120 most elite people in the world, rich people, captains of finance, all that other stuff. It's coming to the Marriott in Chantilly.
What are you doing, giving a plug?
They do a show?
What are you talking about?
No. These guys are the global elite, you know, the New World Order, all that kind of stuff. This is sort of tinfoil hat stuff.
So you're not coming to my Hogfest 2008?
When's that going to be?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my. What the hell
is
that?
I thought it was something like Build-A-Bear.
I was really excited. I thought the Bilderberg Group is coming, and I thought they were coming to my motorcycle event.
It'd be excellent.
Somebody enlighten me as to what the hell that guy was talking about. I confess being a little too naive.
If he talks about tinfoil hats, your man is called Joe.
I know
Arbinger.
What I do know about. I know gambling.
Gambling.
Let's talk to this guy right now. Chris Costigan is an odds maker. I think he's out of Las Vegas. Chris, you work out of Las Vegas?
I'm not out of Vegas. I'm out of Miami Beach.
You're Miami Beach, baby. Down there in the sun and the fun, taking the action, taking the wages on any particular thing. And your website is, let me see, it's gambling.
911.
Gambling 911, where you can take bets on anything. Is that the way that works?
No, we don't take bets at all. We're not allowed to, but
I don't know. See, I don't do any research at all. When I get people on the show, Chris, I simply wing it the whole time, and I have no idea. All right, Chris, what the hell do you do then?
We cover all the odds that are out there.
Okay, so if you want to find out, for example, I'm looking at David Cook and I'm looking at David Archuleta. I want to see who's got the better odds. And then if I want to do the bet, I'd have to go to someplace where it was legal, like Las Vegas, right?
Well, no, you could go online, but you would want to bet with one of my sponsors.
Oh, I see. One of your sponsors, they would take the action. Is that an overseas account, Chris? Is that one of those illegal overseas things?
It's overseas.
It's kind of like the online poker as well, right?
You got to kind of. Yeah, they're overseas.
If you really want to play real money, you have to kind of, take it in a paper bag and, put it in a canoe and float it over to Costa Rica, and that's the way you're supposed to do this. So, the reason we're talking to you is because apparently, and I didn't even know this, American Idol, there's a lot of gambling action on American Idol that exists, and I didn't even know this. Does this go on all season long with American Idol? Does it start right from the very beginning when they get the people in Hollywood?
Oh, it does, for sure. It's the top, around the top 12 is when they really start, when they start releasing betting odds on American Idol. So you can start betting on who's going to win the show.
Can I tell you what I'm picturing right now, and I have to interrupt here for a second, Chris?
What's that?
We're calling Miami, okay, and there's this slight echo that's on the phone. I don't think you're talking on a speaker. I think you're in a large room. Here's what I pictured. You tell me how accurate I am, and if I'm even reasonably accurate, I want a little credit on this, okay? We're calling like the top floor of one of those high rises down on Ocean Boulevard. There's a turquoise blue sea out in the distance.
And you're right.
He's up at the top floor, and there's a lot of white leather furniture. Like you're sitting in one of these like super modern leather chairs, and you're in a room because you're like those guys from Boiler Room. You don't have a lot of furniture, but you've got all the most expensive toys. There's a big flat screen TV in the corner. You got the ceramic tile or the wood floor there, and there's a big echo because you're a bachelor. And you're a slick guy, and we're calling you as you're making all these odds.
Or is it a basement?
And what does Rob say?
And
Rob says you're wearing a medallion. Now, with that said, Chris, you tell us how accurate we were.
You're very close.
Of course. That is fun. Now, in the how do you make your money? Well, obviously the website generates income for you. Otherwise, as an odds maker, I think of odds makers as guys like in casino, that they are employed by the casinos to, to figure out the odds for, horses and ball games and stuff. How do you make a living as an odds maker?
Well, I'm actually not an odds maker.
I'm going to get this interview right at some point.
We're learning.
I swear to Christ, it says you're an odds. Bethann!
We're learning.
Is he an odds maker or not? Sorry.
My sponsors are odds makers. Oh, so that's how I make money.
Bethann.
So what does that mean?
Hold on. Bethann just did the talking to me in my headphones.
I got it too.
Bethann, you have to come into the studio. You know, I look, all I know is I get the information every morning and I just say, here she comes, she's peering. Don't timidly peer through the door when you got. Now, that was not my mistake. I looked down here. Gambling 911's Chris Costigan.
I thought he was
an odds maker.
It sounds good.
But you know about all the odds, right, Chris?
All the odds makers are on Gambling 911. They're all sponsors of the site.
So what are you then?
Yeah, what the hell are you? Are you a criminal? Are you a criminal? Are you some kind of criminal? He's laughing. That means it's true. He could have me killed right now.
Oh, he could?
Yeah, you know what he's saying? He's sitting there now. He's got a glass coffee table. He's got lines of coke out there. He's got, like, women that are passed out. He's got, like, 14 strippers that are in his bedroom that aren't going to get up until 7 o'clock at night to go out to the clubs. Because Ocean Boulevard doesn't even awaken until 11:30. You know what they call happy hour in Ocean Boulevard, Miami Beach, South Beach? That's happy hour is 11:30 p.m.
That's funny.
Happy hour, baby.
All right. What is his title?
I don't know. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Maybe he can offer something.
How is the weather? Hey, are you being affected on another subject, totally unrelated? Are you being affected by those Everglades fires? Is it smoky in Miami?
It is smoky, mostly at night, though. Not during the day.
It's amazing what's happening down there. They're actually asking people to stay in their homes because of the fires in the Everglades.
The pythons.
You know, not exactly utopia when that happens. So
it's odd that they would have a fire in a swamp.
Yeah, well, it's like, I don't think it was started. I think it was a thunderstorm probably that caused it.
I
there was another guy.
There was a thunderstorm the last 2 weeks.
Oh, really? So it's been dry? So you think it's...
It's been dry, so yeah, I think it was probably set.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They get those wing nuts that do that, and then occasionally somebody will do it by accident, throwing a cigarette out of a car.
I heard it was started by Saisha.
What are the odds that the... You're trying to get us back
nice
on track,
Rob.
Way to go.
I'll tell you right now, it's
any
not going to work.
A storm.
Okay, what are the odds that the fire will make its way to Miami and burn the city to the ground?
Don't ask that.
Okay. All right, let me move on.
Hey, we do hurricane betting odds.
Oh, you do?
We have done them.
Really?
We
that's kind of scary,
them.
Isn't it? If you bet on that, that's kind of sick, especially if you're down where you live. You know? In beautiful Miami. You know why he's laughing at everything? Because he's high. He's completely high. He's high out of his mind.
And he lives in the sun and fun capital of the world.
Exactly. He's down in Miami Beach right now. What are the odds on American Idol? Who's going to win?
It's going to be David Cook.
David
Thank
Cook?
God.
David Cook. You know what? He jumped in the last hour to a minus 250 favorite, which means you have to bet $2.50 to win a dollar.
So I have to bet $2.50 to win a dollar. Wow. So they're both very obviously the odds are not as much as they would be when you had a field of 12. So you have to lay down a lot of money to make a little.
Is that odd?
And I'll tell you something right now. David Cook was a 14-1 underdog at the start when it started with 12 people.
So if I bet David Cook way back when for $1,000, I'm looking at a 14 grand payoff.
Yeah, if you bet.
$1,000. What are you doing? Nitrous oxide?
Jesus.
I'm trying to talk seriously about gambling.
He loves to laugh.
He's like, hey,
Chris, put the straw down. What is the. Who was the favorite when they were at the top 12?
Oh, it was David Archuleta.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It was who?
He was
Archuleta.
Oh.
Okay.
So what are Archuleta's odds now?
He's 2-1.
2-1. So if you bet, what does that mean? Rob, you probably know this better than I. If you bet, what do I have to bet to make what?
If you bet a dollar, you win $2.
Exactly.
Okay. I should have known that.
Sure.
I gamble enough where I should know that.
But you don't do a lot of like paramutual horse track betting.
No, I'd like to, though.
Yes, that's smart.
Being a degenerate gambler, I'd like to. No, I'd really. I won big money at the Super Bowl.
You know what we should do?
I laid a $500 bet on the Super Bowl.
Let's start.
What? Now, what the hell are you laughing at that for? I made money.
500 is funny. It's the funniest number.
$500. I made. How much money did I make at the Super Bowl? Do you remember the odds for the Super Bowl if you bet the New York Giants?
Oh, it was.
One bet.
They were a huge underdog. So yeah. I don't know the numbers offhand.
Yeah. I think I might just bet a straight bet.
For the Belmont? We in the show, we have a little pool.
Yeah, we had the trainer of Big Brown, Eddie Woods, yesterday. Great interview talking about all the horses. What are the odds on Big Brown right now?
Oh, they haven't been released yet. They'll be released a few days before the race.
Now, that's determined by the actual betting at the track, right?
No, it's determined on what the post positions are.
Oh, okay.
So it's usually that Wednesday before the race.
But the actual odds of the race are determined by the amount of money in the pool at the race itself, right?
Not necessarily, no.
Because I thought that maybe your odds would be separate from that, because the parimutuel pool would determine the odds at the payout at the Belmont. Yes?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
How come
know.
When I talk to you, you stop laughing?
Because you're confusing me, because it's not funny. I don't even know what you're talking about. No, I don't give a rat's ass about what the pool of the money at the horse race is. How much money has been gambled on American Idol?
Probably about $1 million, I say, but wow. By the time this is all over.
What?
It's pretty big. It's pretty big.
Would the Super Bowl be the biggest money gambling event as far as?
Yeah, you know what I'll tell you something? Super Bowl and Kentucky Derby. Kentucky Derby is the second biggest.
What's now as far as non-sporting events, is American Idol up there as far as not? Do people gamble on, say, outcomes of trials a lot, too?
A little bit, but you know what? The biggest non-sporting event is probably the political elections, the U.S. Presidential elections, and the Oscars.
Oh, really? Okay, what are the odds right now in the presidential race? Do you know?
Yes. I'll tell you right now, Hillary was 9-1 right now.
All right, that's not going to pay off. I have news for you. Like,
9-1 for the nomination or to win?
I think McCain is around 2-1, and Obama is probably 1-2.
1-2?
Around there.
Wow, okay, so everybody's
for the nomination or the presidency?
For the presidency.
Presidency. For very the presidency. Cool. All right. So,
what other TV shows get bet on?
Hell's Kitchen, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Big Brother.
Aren't we going to have the person voted off Hell's Kitchen tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Very cool.
Tomorrow. Yeah,
we have lots of the movers and shakers when it comes to reality shows. That's
the odds makers.
We're happening.
So if I go to gambling on 911, that just tells me like what the odds are on different things, and then I make my educated bet.
It does. Yep. Right. NBA Finals, American Idol, presidential race.
All right, go back to drinking your vodka and grapefruit, Chris. We appreciate
you.
That. Christopher Costigan is this gentleman's name. The website is Gambling911. You heard it. It just changed. You heard it on this show. Mm-hmm. If you're wagering on American Idol, David Cook just became the favorite over David Archuleta. And that's very interesting. Thank you very much, Chris. And
Thanks,
go back to enjoying your life and your white leather furniture.
I will.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Chris Costigan.
High out of his mind.
Just like Boiler Room.
He did laugh at everything you said.
You know when they walk into Boiler Room and they sit there and the guy's got the one TV and they're all playing. They're all watching Wall Street, as a matter of fact.
So again, what does this guy do?
I have no idea.
Sure.
He never told us his title.
I have no idea.
He's a web guy.
I know what this guy does. He's an in-studio producer and he's pissed off at the Today Show.
Rightly so.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's before we solicit for a brand new game. The one that I'm very excited about, Rob. Let's get back to vasectomy stuff.
You bet.
Turn this off. My God. Is that a continuous loop, incidentally?
I think it goes a minute 10.
A minute 10. Very good. All right. You say that your procedure was accurate and the Today Show's was not, but
right.
I tell you, I watched a guy on the television today have the procedure done, and it was pain-free, and he was out of there.
Out the door.
And my question to you is how come you didn't have a doctor do that?
Well, first of all, he does something called a needle-free vasectomy. I was so inspired that I Googled it.
Okay.
And the only difference between that and my vasectomy is the way that the injection is given.
Uh-huh.
I got a needle where I don't like to get a needle. He got some sort of high-pressure something. So maybe that was less painful.
But he said he was not in a lot of pain.
Exactly.
How long was your procedure?
My procedure was about an hour.
And that guy did it. We watched it. It was done in
Let's
5 minutes.
Let's hear some more lying. Do you want to?
No,
listen to this lie.
It's not lying.
Listen to this vicious Nazi lie.
Next, I'm going to move the vase into position. You're going to feel a lot of pressure for a few.
Okay, he is inside his scrotum right now. And he is moving tubes and whatnot around.
What
and this guy, he might as well be at the ball game having a burger. Oh, I'm having a great time.
He didn't seem to be in any distress whatsoever.
No, but listen to this, okay?
Right.
Lying. Just lie. Nazi lies.
A few seconds while I do that.
I heard it. I didn't feel a thing.
That's a lie.
Well, why would he lie?
Because I don't feel a thing.
Why would he lie?
I didn't always feel pain.
Well,
I did feel pain.
That's you.
But I felt manipulated.
You probably should have gotten the Seattle doctor.
I don't want the Seattle. You see him?
See, he doesn't. He'd rather have the old way, which is.
And also, this is your whole point now. All that you'll do by talking to me now is further piss me off.
That's true.
Because
I'm
done and
I'm
recovered.
I know, but you're fine now. But the fact is, God, you went through that ordeal. And this guy, I swear to God, this is a guy like going through the drive-through window at McDonald's.
All right, just slow your roll. Let's hear some more lying, okay?
That is just incredible.
That woman.
See, well, that's the way it works,
though. That's just incredible.
There's
the woman wanting it done. That's what there always is. You know how
Carrie,
I feel about that.
You know what Carrie was doing?
What was she doing?
She was swapping recipes while this is going on. All right.
Well, about a third of vasectomies in the United States are done with the no-scalpel method. So now there's no needle, no scalpel.
A third.
There's no stitches.
Yeah, but what about two-thirds?
Did you have stitches?
I had a stitch.
No stitches with this guy?
Stitches with this guy.
Rob,
no
why?
Stitches at all.
Why you had it done the hard way, the old fashioned. One third, he said, one third of vasectomies are done
no
this way.
No one ever mentioned anything about this.
Because you had a bad doctor.
I had a great doctor.
You had a bad doctor.
And a hot nurse.
Why? Rob thinks his doctors are all the best doctors.
Why the hate?
He's very, very territorial.
All right, let's,
with
hear,
his
let's hear some more lies.
Why the anger?
Come on, let's get back to the Liars Club.
And, no worries.
It's just more the anxiety of it happening than actually, because I really don't feel a thing.
Yeah, okay. He doesn't feel a thing. And I'll tell you what, I had anxieties too. I was anxious too, but you know what was worse than being anxious?
What's
what was
worse?
That, Rob?
4 days of icing down my balls.
Sounded like this guy didn't even need to use any ice at all. Hold on, we got a call. I don't know what it's about this
all
or
right.
not.
It's got swimming afterwards.
Dick in our nation's capital.
It would
Hello.
Almost have to be about this.
Interesting name for the guy. Dick, you're on the air. Hello, Dick. Dick,
Who?
Could you? Yes, it says Dick in D.C.
Nah, it's Big Fat, son.
What's that?
It's Big Fat.
Big Fat, yes. What can we do for you? What are you calling? Are you calling about the vasectomy?
It's because dudes that are bigger go through more pain because they got to go through more area. I know because I'm a big dude, and Rob's a big dude, so the little skinny
All right.
dudes,
this makes
they
sense.
Don't got.
But remember,
right,
I had
he's backing you up.
Remember, I had a generous scrotum. That was the doctor's words, not mine.
Settle down.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Dick. We appreciate the call.
All right, I want you to lay down in your bed and hear more of this fairy tale. There's just a little bit left.
It's not a fairy.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. We spent our whole life guarding and protecting these things. It's all part of our manhood or whatever. And now, you know, they're having all this attention and having, you know, getting snipped. It's
And that guy, I mean, that whole sentence is just an ass.
I like you writing down one of the tapes, lying in Studio 1A.
They did lie in Studio 1A.
The lying continues.
It's a little surreal. Is that it?
Yeah, lie back and rest for a minute, and then we'll let you go.
Lay back and rest for 1 minute, and then you're done.
That's what he said. He said one third of vasectomies are done this way. Your doctor didn't tell you about all the options. You should be angry.
I am angry.
You should be angry, and not I at the Today Show. Don't direct your anger at the Today Show. He does. He will, though.
I know.
You
he
have
will.
A cup of tea, and you're done. Yeah. All right, let me finish.
1 minute.
Wow. The procedure itself took about.
And also,
a psychologist.
You could have given me all the pot in Buzz's neighborhood, and I wouldn't have said wow after my vasectomy. What an ass. Listen.
Wow. The procedure itself took about 5-6 minutes.
Listen
all
to
right,
that.
You're all done.
Listen.
5 or 6 minutes.
5 or 6 minutes. You think they're lying? Why would they? They can't lie on national TV.
I bet there's going to be an undercover, some sort of reveal.
No,
that
Rob.
The people for vasectomies did this.
Rob, how did you feel? You obviously you're pissed off. You missed the boat. You missed the medical technology boat on this one.
I had it done over Christmas break. I lost 4 to 5 days of my vacation.
You did. It could have been done in 5 minutes. It would have been over.
And oh, let's finish this.
And they did all the same testing that you did.
I know.
Everything's
typical,
fine.
No needle. Exactly procedure.
Well, Doc, you made it quick and painless. I tell you that. It just
quick and painless.
That's what he said, Rob.
He makes it sound like it's a stick-on tattoo.
Rob, this is not a charade. They're telling the truth.
This is lies.
This is a non-needle procedure that you should have had. Yes, Buzz.
Psychologists call this anger displacement. Rob is really angry at his procedure, not at the Today Show.
I think it's more mentally painful than it is physically painful. Huh?
I'm going to give him a needle procedure. I got one more short tape, and it's just called Big Lies.
Okay, Big Lies.
It was a very easy thing, very carefree, joking, laughing.
Carefree, joking, and laughing. I mean, hold on. From the front, please. You stupid hump.
He said he had a vasectomy, too.
Displacement.
It was a very easy thing, very carefree, joking, laughing. Done in a few minutes, really. I mean, it was great. It was a great experience.
Sure, why not?
That is not a great experience.
Yeah, not for you.
No, for anybody.
You had the non-needle. You had the needle. That's the difference.
Because Dr. Gold from Seattle was moving his vase around.
Dr. Gold.
I forget his name.
It was wonderful.
People were laughing.
A wonderful experience.
Yeah, there were no laughing when I did it.
Everybody wants to talk about this. Let's go to Jeff in Virginia. Yes, Jeff, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mike, Rob, I got to agree with Rob. I had my vasectomy done when I was in the Marine Corps in Okinawa, Japan. I spent 3 days on my back after that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, you didn't have the non-needle one, the medically safe one, the one that actually
the marine vasectomy.
The people that spend the extra money do.
That's right.
Let's get Jason from
Always
California.
Always that with you.
Yes, Jason.
Always that.
Jason from California. You were too cheap.
As I go home and warm my can of beans over a candle in my stupid, miserly existence, and then, oh, look who's coming through the door. It's Jacob Marley. Wait, Jacob, I'm going to have my vasectomy done with a penknife tomorrow.
Hello, Jason. You're on the air.
A couple of days while it healed up.
Thank you
the
very much.
The other thing was, they didn't talk about the after effects that I heard, but the pulling and the tugging that the guy was supposedly didn't feel afterwards, it feels like somebody has a 10-pound weight
tell me about
tied
it.
Around
okay,
it.
Okay, and that's even
that
with the that's with the non-needle procedure you're talking about?
Well, the non-needle procedure.
I had a needle procedure, but it doesn't matter because they got to pull and yank.
Okay.
The non-needle procedure doesn't make any difference. The non-needle is just how they apply.
John from Lorton.
The painkiller.
He's very upset. John.
I want everyone to hear this short tape once
All right, hold on, John. We got to play this
John,
tape.
Listen to this, okay? Okay.
It was a very easy thing, very carefree, joking, laughing, done in a few minutes, really.
See?
I mean,
he's down there pulling on your balls.
It was a great experience.
Yeah, carefree. He's having a swim down at the river.
John, you had one done, too?
Yeah, I sure did. And I'm also a part of the military, known for their great medical services.
Yes.
But quite honestly, I didn't have any problems until about a month later when I was told I could, you know, do the old deed.
Mm-hmm.
I had some issues down there that kind of turned a little black and blue, but it went right away.
See, it's all carefree and fun, though, and you're joking
all
around.
All right, enough vasectomy talk. Rob, everybody's calling
bad.
About this
I'll
right now.
I'll tell you this. Is I had my 18-week checkup a few weeks ago.
How are you doing, Rob?
And still, I still occasionally have days when I wake up, and I feel that I've been manipulated. I can feel the scar.
Manhood
that's
martyr.
And that's why you Rob shouldn't Spiewak. Have let them do that. You should not have let them maim you, Rob Spiewak.
You speak to my wife.
All right, play the tar chart music.
Oh, the tar chart music.
All right, very good. We're going to play a great game now, ladies and gentlemen.
It's called manipulation.
It's called manipulation of your scrote. No. It's time for tar charts.
Yay!
Tar charts, another one of our fabulous games. Very easy to play tar charts. We need two contestants right now. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, Mike.
877-365-3636. How does tar charts work? It's very simple. You're basically going to pick one of us to play with.
Yeah, you pick one of the regular cast members of the program.
Robin, in Rob's case, you're not going to play with his you-know-what.
But there might be a question about it. Will be asked that requires a numerical answer.
Very good. That's a dollar value, kind of like the way they used to do it on the real game, right?
For example, I could say, Mike.
Yes?
How many times today have you done a dance?
Okay.
And then someone would try to guess the answer.
Right.
And then the other person say, I think it's higher or lower than that. All you got to be able to do is answer the questions that are asked of you.
And you can pick either Buzz, Mike, Rob, or Bethann.
Or Joe.
Or Joe. And we'll play Tar Sharks. If you want to be one of the contestants, call us right now, 877-365-3636. And guess what? After that explanation, I still don't know how to play the game.
You'll love it.
We'll find out right after that, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.